companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, the timeless message in which we bring to you accounts from the Holy Quran, from the blessed seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the lives of the blessed ashab, the Ahlul Bayt, Azwaj Mutahharat, and the Awliya Allah. And, you know, that serves to provide you and I a lesson, you know, it leaves behind for you and I a timeless message that if we practice upon it, if we spread it to others, then it will be improving our lifestyle. It will grant us success and salvation in this world as well as in the hereafter. And today, on this Silsila, the timeless message, we are going to be discussing a very thought-provoking topic of discussion, and that is regarding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is best. Yes, we are going to be diving deep into this topic of discussion. We are going to be mentioning the difficulties that we go through in life, the troubles, the worries, the stress, the anxieties, the ups of life, the downs of life. We are going to be journeying through it, inshallah, but specifically highlighting the challenges and the difficulties, the hardships that we face in life. Why are they there? What is the wisdom behind it? What is the secret behind all of those troubles and difficulties? So do stay tuned for that. And as we journey along, then you and I both, we will come to understand and realize that what Allah Ta'ala does is best. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has very beautifully mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that individual, that person who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, we show our thanks. We express our gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I. And upon that, we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. The more grateful you are in life, it will take you a very, very long way. The more grateful you are, the more barakah, the more blessings you will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether you have less, whether you have more, always say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. So we are discussing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is best. Sometimes, you know, in life you may encounter a situation, you may encounter a certain or a particular circumstance, and you may think to yourself, why did it have to happen like this? Why did it have to happen in this way? And I would start questioning because we don't really understand it. We cannot comprehend it because it is beyond our comprehension. We sometimes in life we can't understand why did it happen in that way? And we can't really find the answer to that. But more important than finding the answer to that is to be rest assured that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is best. I gotta give you an example. Sayyidina Yusuf bin Hassan, rahimahullah, he says that once I was with Sayyidina Zunnun Misri, rahimahullah, near a lake. And he says that suddenly a big frog appeared from the lake, the scorpion, it climbed onto the frog's back. The frog, it swam towards the opposite side of the lake. Now, they seeing the spectacle and they rushed to that side of the lake. On reaching the other side, the frog made the scorpion get off. The scorpion rushed off in a particular direction. So he says that we also began following it. And after some distance, he says that we witnessed such a scenario that a young man was lying unconscious in a state of intoxication. And suddenly, a huge snake appeared This is not a fairy tale. It's a true story. And suddenly a huge snake appeared. It crawled onto the chest of the young man. And as it was about to strike that young man, the scorpion struck the snake, stinging it with such a venomous poison that the python, agitated by that fatal poison, separated itself from the body of the young man and it died. Thereafter, the scorpion, it went back to the edge of the lake, jumped onto the frog who was waiting for the scorpion, and returned to the other side. That young man, he was still laying there unconscious, not knowing what in the world happened to him in a state of intoxication. Sayyidina Zunnun Misri rahimahullah, he shook him until he opened his eyes. He said that, "Oh young man, look, see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved your life." And he told this young man what had transpired and showed him that snake who was even dead. So the young man was awakened. He woke up from his sleep of heedlessness. He repented. He turned remorsefully to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said, "Ya Allah, O merciful Allah, if this is your mercy, your favor upon your disobedient servants, then how much greater will your mercy be upon your obedient servants?" And the narrator says that that young man afterwards, he went towards a certain direction. Sayyidina Zunnun Misri rahimahullah asked him that, "Where are you going to?" And he said, the young man said, that "From now on, I will resist the temptations of this worldly life and go to the jungle in order to worship my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, divis of Madani Channel, from this we see that every act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of wisdom. I mean, the scorpion that was on the frog saved that intoxicated young man from that horrible snake. And undoubtedly, we are incapable of understanding the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose every act is full of wisdom. You know, to make someone suffer any trouble is also wisdom. And to protect someone from the trouble that he has not asked for is also wisdom. Now, sometimes a person goes through hardship and he humbly comes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engages himself in ibadah, in worship. And sometimes it happens that Allah Ta'ala grants a person a favor by protecting him from any impending problem, upon which the disobedient person becomes obedient, as occurred in this parable that we have just heard. Subhanallah. Likewise, there is another story as well, wherein a pious man, he was living in a jungle. So with him, he had a rooster, he had a donkey, and he had a dog. Now, viewers of Madani Channel, remember, these are not just stories for you and I to get excited, to get fascinated. They are lessons in it, right? Like this story here. This man, pious man, he had a rooster, he had a donkey, he had a dog. The rooster used to wake him up every morning for salah. He used to transport water and other things on the back of the donkey. And the dog used to guard his home and belongings. What happened? One day a fox came, ate up his rooster. His family members, they became worried. He became stressed out about this loss. But this pious person, he had sabr, he had patience. And what was his response? His response was, "What Allah Ta'ala does is best." And what was his reaction? His reaction was sabr. He displayed patience. After some days, a wolf came to attack the donkey and obviously killed the donkey. Family members, they became sad. But again, this pious man of Allah, he repeated the same words, "What Allah Ta'ala does is best." And after a short period, the dog got sick and he died. And he said the same thing. "What Allah Ta'ala does is best." Some days later, there were some robbers that came, they attacked this village, this jungle at night. And they became aware. How did they become aware of the homes? They became aware of the homes only by the sound of animals. So they robbed them of their wealth and belongings and took them as captives. And as there was no animal in the home of that pious man, no sounds came from it. And they could not trace his house in the darkness. So he remained safe and sound from this unexpected calamity. This strengthened his patience and his belief that what Allah Ta'ala does is best. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we learn even of Madani channel that if we get into any kind of trouble, suffer from any disease, we face unemployment or experience any other such adversity, etc., then we need to acknowledge this fact and say that what Allah Ta'ala does is best. This is because a greater trouble than the existing one is possible. For example, when robbery takes place in a home, though one experiences a financial loss, emotional trauma, still he should say, the person should say, what Allah Ta'ala does is always best. Because the robbers could have caused more harm, like the loss of life, along with the loss of valuables and possessions. So we need to always keep in mind, keep this in mind, that sometimes worldly blessings become a means of more serious trouble. For example, someone wins 50 million rand as cash prize in a lottery. Apparently, it's a matter of, you know, happiness, wild joy, but how does he know whether it will prove to be beneficial or harmful to him? Whether through this money he will be privileged to build a masjid or robbers will kill him due to this wealth, Allah Ta'ala knows whether these millions of riyals are for addition to his luxury and pleasure as a means of affording the medical expenses for the treatment of his own illness or of any of the important family member. Yes, it can happen. So subhanAllah, we need to realize and acknowledge the views of Madani channel that whatever happens in life, always keep this in mind. What Allah Ta'ala does is best. You know, tests and trials are there. That doesn't mean we should lose hope. No, we should not be losing hope. Tests and trials, they are the means of success in this world as well as in the hereafter. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned that when Allah Ta'ala loves any servant, Allah Ta'ala showers the rain of troubles on him. And when that servant makes dua to his creator by saying, Ya Rabbi, upon that Allah Ta'ala says, Oh my servant. The servant is saying, Oh my Rabb, Allah Ta'ala says, Oh my servant, I will grant you whatever you ask for. Either I will bestow it upon you instantly, or I will save it for you for your hereafter. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we shouldn't be despondent that, you know, we're making dua, our problems, our troubles go away and we see that it's not going away. Don't be despondent. Don't give up hope thinking that you made so much of dua and your troubles are still not going, your worries, your issues are still not going away. Why it's not going away? I'm doing so much, still it's not going away. We need to realize that that is a blessing in disguise, because what is being stored for you in the hereafter is better than what could be given to you in this world. If we have this mindset, if we realize this, then we would actually be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us that trouble, for granting us that problem. Because these are in reality blessings in disguise. Like it's mentioned, Sayyidina Mada'ini rahimahullah, he says that I saw a woman in a jungle and thought she was very prosperous. But she said that I am surrounded by troubles and sorrow. She says that once my husband slaughtered a nanny goat, so one of my sons intended to slaughter his brother in the same way and later slaughtered him. And thereafter, out of confusion, this brother, he ran towards the mountain where a wolf ate him up. His father went after him, but he also died. How did he die? Due to intense thirst. So this wali of Allah asked that, how did you remain patient? And she replied, she said, that problem was a wound which healed up. Allahu Akbar. It's another case wherein Sayyidina Abu Basir rahimahullah was a blind person. He said that I once went into the court of Sayyidina Imam Baqir rahimahullah. When he passed his blessed hand over my face, I was blessed with sight. When he repeated it, I became blind. Sayyidina Imam Baqir rahimahullah asked me, which of these two conditions would you accept? First condition, having your eyesight and being held accountable for the blessings of eyesight and other deeds on the day of Qiyamah. But number two, remaining blind and being privileged to enter Jannah without accountability. What did he choose? He said, I prefer entrance into Jannah without accountability and blindness is acceptable to me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we see, dear of mother inshallah, that worldly comforts are nothing in comparison to the punishment of the hereafter. You know, a mere gust of wind from Jahannam will make you and I forget our lifelong comforts and pleasures. Similar is the situation of worldly troubles and sufferings compared to the blessings of the hereafter. A single brief visit to Jannah will make people forget all of their lifelong worries and stresses and sufferings. The stressed person, having forgotten all his sorrow, will consider that he had never experienced any adversity or suffering. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, that Jahannami, a dweller of hell, will be brought, who had been bestowed the greatest number of worldly blessings. He will be dipped once in hell and asked, "Oh man, did you ever see any goodness? Did you ever enjoy any blessing?" And he will say, "I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, no." Then the Jannati dweller will be brought, who led the most miserable life in the world. And he would be dipped once in Jannah. And it will be asked, "Oh man, did you ever experience any hardship? Did you ever experience any suffering, any severity?" And he would say, "Astaghfirullah by Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ya Rab, never. I have never faced any hardship. And I have never experienced any severity." Allahu Akbar. Whenever any calamity or hardship befalls you, whether it is the matter of joblessness or prolonged illness or problems not being resolved, for any situation, you and I, we should have patience all the time and gain thawab. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Rab, what is the return for that distressed human who shows patience in the face of great hardship only for the sake of your attaining your pleasure?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that his reward is that I will make him wear the attire of Iman and would never remove it from him. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Iman, news of Madani Channel, where you and I, we always make dua that we die upon Iman. Iman is a treasure that Shaitan always tries and wants to take it away from us in various different ways, plots and tricks. The Iman that you and I have, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this. It is our greatest treasure. Our greatest wealth is our Iman. We want to die upon Iman, and whatever troubles you go through, whatever hardship you go through, you show patience upon that, you show sabr upon that. What is the reward? Allah Ta'ala will make you wear the attire of Iman and would never remove it from such a person. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So next time you encounter a difficulty, next time you're going through some worry or some distress, and always remember not to let a word of complaint slip from your tongue. Don't say why. Don't say why me. The why me has to be gone. This why me, we must remove it from our dictionary. We must remove it from our lives. Rather say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. Show sabr. Because whatever happens in life, whatever we go through in life, whatever circumstances we go through in life, always remember, as I've said in the beginning, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is best. Even the worried and troubled individual should remain, you know, content. We all go through troubles and worries. Our duty is to remain content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, while making individual efforts upon himself, he should recall in his heart, we should actually do this. You know, let us put our mindset in this way, that the troubles, the tribulations that befell the blessed shuhada and prisoners of Karbala were million times more painful and stressful than our present difficulty. They faced all hardship with sabr and happiness, and they became deserving of divine closeness. So we must not deprive ourselves of the reward of the hereafter by showing impatience. Because impatience is not going to get us anywhere. You know, by showing patience in the face of worldly afflictions, poverty and illness, it brings a lot of comfort and ease in the hereafter. I mean, why not go through all of that sacrifice and that hardship? Because this world is temporary at the end of the day. The hereafter, that is forever. Imagine you go through all of this with sabr, with patience. And in the hereafter, you have comfort and you have ease. Subhanallah. Like a pious man, he saw Sayyidina Hassan bin Zakwan, rahimahullah, in his dream. After 1 year of his death, and inquired, which graves have more spiritual glow? And he replied, Quburu ahli al-masa'ibi fi dunya. He said, those who faced hardships in the world. Allahu Akbar. I mean, that pitch dark grave, which cannot be illuminated by any electronic light bulb of the world. Inshallah, for the sake of the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the grave will be brightened up. For who? For the distressed people. But provided that you showed sabr, you showed patience over those difficulties. Whenever any calamity or trouble befalls you, show patience and you will earn reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That only the patient ones will be fully given their reward without measure. Subhanallah. And here, under the commentary of this ayah, Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi, rahimahullah, he says, Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, and this is something so beautiful, he says, that virtues of every good deed will be weighed. All the good that you do, the virtue of it will be weighed except for those ones who had sabr, who had patience. They will be bestowed immeasurable blessings, endless blessings. It has been narrated that the distressed and troubled people will be brought forward on the day of Qiyamah. Neither will any scale be set up for them, nor will the book of deeds be opened for them. Showers of mercy, rewards, and favors will fall upon them. And the people who led comfortable lives in the world would desire, would yearn to be amongst them. You know, they would wish that their bodies had been cut with scissors so that they could also gain this reward of patience. Allahu Akbar. I mean, look at the news of Madani Channel. Those who go through difficulties in this world, of any type or form, and they show sabr upon that, on the day of Qiyamah, people will be looking at them, looking at the endless rewards that are being bestowed upon them, and they would wish that our bodies also be cut with scissors. Allahu Akbar. So, in reality, leaves of Madani Channel, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is best. Your difficulties, your problems, your issues, the troubles, the calamities, trials, tribulations are a blessing in disguise. You know, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, one day he passed by a man whose stomach had been, you know, badly injured by the beasts. And he identified them, stood beside them and made dua, "Oh Allah, the servant was obedient to you. Why do I find him in the state?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent revelation. And it's mentioned that he begged me, that person who was injured badly by the beast. Allah ta'ala says that he begged me for that status which he could not have attained with his deeds. So in order to make him attain that status, I have put him into this calamity. Allahu Akbar. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he passed by a man whose stomach had been badly injured by the beasts. And the reason for that was what? That person begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that status which the person could not have attained with his deeds. So, in order to make him attain that status, Allah Ta'ala put him into this calamity. Sometimes You know, we see, we have learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts virtuous servants into test and tribulations. Why? For elevating their status, raising their status. No, I mean, every act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of wisdom. You know, nevertheless, this is not necessary that virtuous people alone are put into test. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes even sinful people suffer punishment, purifying them from the filth of sins. Like Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahimahullah has mentioned that Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah, he was passing through an area and he saw that a child fell in the mud and his body and clothing were covered in filth. People passed by looking at him without any care. From a distance, his mother saw him, came running to him. After giving him one, two slaps, removed his clothes, washed them, and gave him a shower. And seeing this scenario, Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahimahullah, a high spiritual wajd, ecstasy overpowered him. And he said that our condition and divine blessings are also similar. We sink in the marsh of sins and nobody cares. But it is the divine blessing which helps reform us with afflictions and troubles. Why? In order that we turn to our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become purified with the water of worship, of ibadah and repentance. Allah. I mean, when a kind and caring mother can give some punishment and improve the condition, then our Creator and our owner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is far greater merciful and compassionate than a mother, who also sometimes reforms us, how? With some form of punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates the ranks and removes the sins of true believers by putting them through tests and tribulations. So whenever any calamity or trouble befalls you, we need to remember this ayah of the Holy Quran, which is in Surah Al-Ankabut, when it is mentioned, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Do people fancy that they will be left just upon their declaring we believe and they will not be tested? Allahu Akbar. This goes to show you of Madani Shun that you and I, we are going to be tested. Like Sayyidina Dahaq rahimahullah said, whoever does not suffer calamities and hardships once in every 40 nights is deprived of any goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So, worldly calamity, dues of Madani Shalom, and hardship is often a great blessing for a Muslim. As it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when I want to treat any servant with kindness, I punish him in the world to give him the return for his wrongdoing, by sometimes inflicting him with diseases, by putting his family into some form of distress, sometimes by poverty and destitution. And if still some sins remain, then I subject him to severe death throes. Thus, when he eventually meets me, he becomes as purified of sins as he was on the day when his mother gave birth to him. And the narration continues, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I swear on my honor and glory, when I intend to punish someone, I give him the return for his every virtue in the world, sometimes in the form of good physical health, sometimes by increasing his sustenance, sometimes by the prosperity of his family. If some virtue is still left, then I make the pangs of death easy for him. And thereafter, when he meets me, he has nothing left of his virtues to save him from the fire of Jahannam. And this is mentioned in Sharh al-Sudur, the book which has been written by Imam Jalaluddin Asyuti rahimahullah. But what a beautiful narration, views of Madani Shalom, which is an eye-opener for you and I. I mean, we need to think that the next time you and I go through any forms of difficulties, any form of worries, then we need to be happy about it. No, we need to smile and say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. instead of crying over it, instead of weeping over it, instead of complaining over it and going to other people and complaining to them about the difficulties that you are facing in life, instead of doing all of that, you keep it to yourself. Only you and your Rabb knows about it. And you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala grant you and I the strength to bear those difficulties, to bear those hardships. Because the reward is far greater than the difficulty itself. Provided the key is that you and I, we show sabr and we show patience. Because we need to be content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for now, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, we do have a very beautiful kalam, a very beautiful naat in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let's go and listen to it in order to rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much further into this thought-provoking topic of discussion, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam. Hai deen-e-haq ke rehbar, tum par salam har dam. Mere shafi mahshar, tum par salam har dam. Is bekaso hazin par jo kuch guzar rahi hai, is bekaso hazin par jo kuch guzar rahi hai, zahir hai sab wo tum par, zahir hai sab wo tum par, tum par salam har dam, 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 tum par salam har dam. Duniya o aakhirat mein jab main rahun salamat, duniya o aakhirat mein jab main rahun salamat, pyare padhun na kyun kar, pyare padhun na kyun kar, tum par salam har dam, 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 tum par salam har dam. Banda tumhare dar ka aafat mein mubtala hai, banda tumhare dar ka aafat mein mubtala hai, rehme habibe daawar, rehme habibe daawar, tum par salam har dam, 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 tum par salam har dam. Koi nahi hai mera, main kis se daad chahun, koi nahi hai mera, main kis se daad chahun, sultan ne banda parwar, sultan ne banda parwar, tum par salam har dam, 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 tum par سلام سردم بلوا کے اپنے در پر اب مجھ کو دیجئے عزت بلوا کے اپنے در پر اب مجھ کو دیجئے عزت پھرتا ہوں خار در در پھرتا ہوں خار در در تم پر سلام ہر دم
تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم
محتاج سے تمہارے کرتے ہیں سب کنارا محتاج سے تمہارے کرتے ہیں سب کنارا بس ایک تم ہی ہو یاور بس ایک تم ہی ہو یاور تم پر سلام ہر دم
تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم
کوئی نہیں ہمارا ہم کس کے در پہ جائیں کوئی نہیں ہمارا ہم کس کے در پہ جائیں اے بے قصوں کے یاور اے بے قصوں کے یاور تم پر سلام ہر دم
تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم
اپنے گدائے در کی لیجے خبر خدا را اپنے گدائے در کی لیجے خبر خدا را کیجے کرم حسن پر کیجے کرم حسن پر تم پر سلام ہر دم
تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم ہے دین حق کے رہبر تم پر سلام ہر دم میرے شفیع محشر تم پر سلام ہر دم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ اے بیوٹیفل کلام ان دی پریزز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گرانٹ اس آل دی کمپلیٹ لو فور ہز بیلوڈ حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمین یا رب العالمین الحمدللہ کمنگ بیک ٹو اور ٹاپک آف ڈسکشن ان وچ وی آر ڈسکسنگ واٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ڈز از بیسٹ اینڈ دس فار ایم شور یو ہیو ریئلائزڈ بائی ناؤ دیٹ وٹ ایور circumstances, whatever we go through in life, always remember that whatever Allah Ta'ala does, it is best. Because these difficulties, these trials, these tribulations are a blessing in disguise. And just before going to listen to this beautiful Quran, we have mentioned a beautiful narration. And by that, you know, we should be afraid. A person should be afraid of seeing himself surrounded by vehicles, buildings, riches, sound health, and other various blessings. Lest they are the return of virtue carried out in the world, and on the other hand, one seeing himself surrounded by poverty, calamities, diseases, and various other afflictions, troubles, and sufferings, should have sabr, should have patience, and have a big heart that it may be the source of comfort and ease of the hereafter. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the goodness of this world and in the hereafter. You know, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said that a blessed Prophet alayhi salam humbly asked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, the believer obeys you and strives to refrain from disobeying you, but you deprive him of worldly goodness and subject him to suffering and tribulations, whereas a non-believer defies you, but you remove his difficulties in the world and grant him worldly comforts. What is the wisdom behind this? Allahu Akbar. What a question. Now listen to the answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent revelation to that Prophet that the bondsmen are mine, and suffering and tribulation are also under my authority, and all glorify me with my praise. A believer carries sins with him, so I put him into suffering and tribulation, separating him from the worldliness. Then this suffering and tribulation becomes atonement for his sins. Even when he would meet me, I will bestow him the return of his virtues. And whereas, on the other hand, the non-believer has some virtues in the world, I increase his sustenance, remove hardship from him. Thus, I give him return of his virtues just in this world. When he finally meets me, I will punish him for his accumulated sins. Allahu Akbar. So, viewers of Madani Channel, each and every act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of wisdom. You know, we must earn thawab, we must earn reward by showing sabr, having patience over difficulties and hardships, because misfortunes and calamities cause elevation of spiritual ranks and status. That is, misfortunes and calamities are the sources of removing sins and elevating ranks. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if Allah ta'ala intends to do good for someone, Allah ta'ala makes him suffer punishment just in this world. Allahu Akbar. And we, Deviants of Madani Channel, we are drowning in a marsh of sins. How good it would be that whenever any calamity befalls, we be blessed with this mindset that we are afflicted just in this world instead of the hereafter. And in this way, hopefully exercising sabr may become easier. You know, the worldly punishment is far easier to bear as compared to post-death punishment. No one can endure worldly punishment anyhow, but it's impossible to endure the affliction and hardship in the hereafter. If anyone claims that he can bear the torments of the grave or hell, he will become a kafir. So we need to refrain from using these kind of statements. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is certainly the best. Sometimes a person does not understand many things, but often it turns out better for him that what he deems unfavorable. Like in the Holy Quran, it is mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. It is likely that you may dislike a thing which is better for you, and it is likely that you may like a thing which is bad for you, and Allah knows and you do not know. So, Yusuf Madani Channel, successful is the only he who leads a life with iman. And it's a very delicate matter. The shaitan is constantly bent on stealing one's iman by his satanic tricks. So upon calamity and suffering, we should remain content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all circumstances, showing infinite patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the all-powerful and the owner of all. Allah ta'ala grants Jannah without accountability to whomever. And Allah ta'ala may put anyone into tests and trials and privileges him to have patience and showers countless blessings upon him. A perfect believer is he who leads his life expressing gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under every condition. You know, the most unfortunate person is he who earns for himself a permanent stay in Jahannam by objecting to Allah ta'ala when surrounded by hardships and suffering. Every Muslim should be prepared for trial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Do you presume that you will enter paradise and yet you have not faced the condition like of those who came before you? Under this ayah, In the Khazain al-Irfan, it is mentioned, yet you have not faced the condition like of those who came before you. This blessed verse has been revealed regarding Ghazwa-e Ahzab, meaning the battle of the trench, in which Muslims endured severe hardships, cold weather and hunger, etc. In this ayah, they had been urged to exercise patience, and they had been made aware that to exercise patience during hardships and sufferings in the way of Allah Ta'ala is a practice of Allah-loving people since ancient time. But now, the suffering which came to those before you has not yet come to you. Like a beautiful narration in Sahih al-Bukhari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from amongst those before you, they used to be seized, a pit used to be dug, and they used to be buried alive. They were also tortured by being split with a saw into two halves, and their flesh used to be combed with iron combs. Yet, despite these sufferings, they did not abandon their religion. Allah Akbar. Look at their difficulties. Look at their hardships. Look at their tests, their trials. People before us. So instead of complaining and grieving over any hardship and suffering, develop the habit of practicing patience, practicing sabr. You know, being impatient and complaining does not remove or lessen the problem, but it causes one to lose the great reward of practicing patience. To needlessly expose one's suffering and illness has no benefit. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever suffered hardship in his wealth or health and he kept it concealed without disclosing it to others, Allah Ta'ala has the right to forgive him. Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah has narrated that Sayyidina Ahnaf bin Qais rahimahullah said that once I had a severe pain in my molar tooth, causing me to be sleepless all night long. The next day I complained to my uncle that I could not sleep the whole night due to molar pain. I complained thrice. Thereafter he said that you complained so much of the pain that caused you sleeplessness for just one night. 30 years have passed since I lost my eye. Although those who see me know, but I have never complained to anyone. Allahu Akbar. Look at how they would keep it hidden. The difficulties that they would go through, look at how they would keep it hidden. Allahu Akbar. So we need to leave the Madani Islam. We need, if you're going through difficulties, if you're going through hardship, then we need to keep it hidden. Instead of complaining about it to people, instead of informing people about it, put your head on the musalla, go into sajda, and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you would see how Allah Ta'ala will give you the strength to bear with those difficulties, and Allah Ta'ala will remove those difficulties from your life. So the most important thing is, Yusuf Madani mentioned, that you and I, we show sabr, we show patience over difficulties, over problems, over calamities. And when you do that, then you would see success. You would see you and I gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as of now, Yusuf Madani mentioned, we do have a beautiful piece of advice, a beautiful nasiha. Let us go forward and listen to this as well. And thereafter, we will be back to conclude with our topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
We cannot be free from socializing with people, relationships, etc. As long as we are alive, we have to meet with others, sit down, and be friends with others. This is the reason, in our religion, Islam, a lot of importance have been placed on the manners and etiquettes of friendship and good company. We become friends with people in a minute, traveled together in a bus for half an hour, had a conversation, exchanged numbers, and became friends. In this modern age, online friendship is becoming very common without seeing, knowing, or checking who am I being friends with. People chat with each other for a minute or two on social media. A friend request came up, we accept, and friendship started. And this is happening right under our nose. Keep reviewing and analyzing this hadith over and over again. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Ar-rajulu ala dini khalilihi. A man is on the religion of his friend. This shows how crucial matter it is when it comes to make friends. It is a sad situation that if we want to buy a pair of shoes to wear on our feet, we search the whole market, spend many hours to find the right shoe. We spend hours on researching name brand shoes, and we still wear them on our foot to see if they look good or not. But when it comes to friendship, the one who has to be given a place in our heart, the person who's going to be included in our life, the one whose moral will influence us. His character will influence our character. There's no consideration about this. No worries, no checking, just a small conversation, and that's it, we become friends. Always remember, our friend is our mirror. If I select someone for my friendship, my choice will tell how my thinking is. My choice will tell what are my likes and dislikes. My selection of friends displays my morals, my character, my mentality. It tells me about my heart and tells me what kind of person I am. If I choose a good person as my friend, then it will be an evidence that I myself am good. And if I make a bad person as a friend, it will be an evidence that I myself might be bad. A Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, states that smoke does not indicate fire as much as a friend indicates a friend. Scholars have stated that a wise person is one who experiences first and then makes friends. Be wise in making friends. Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala said, find good friends for yourself. When you come across a friend who supports you in the matter of hereafter, strengthen your friendship with him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Beautiful piece of advice. Beautiful piece of nasiha. And you know, when we look at the reviews of Madinah, you know, this is the missing piece in our life. Tawakkul, having complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if we really have complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you would see how your life changes for the better. Because this is very, very important for you now to have. You're going through difficulties. Whether you're going through the ups of life, whether you're going through the downs of life, it is important to have tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is best. You know, at times you may want a certain type of vehicle, but you don't get that vehicle. Do you become despondent? Human nature, yes. But what should our reaction be? No, we should not become despondent, because perhaps we didn't get it, because it was better for us that we didn't get the vehicle. Perhaps if we had gotten that vehicle that we wanted, not knowing whether it is good for us or not. But imagine if the person got the vehicle and next thing you know, he met up with an accident and he passed away. Compared to not getting the vehicle, Allah Ta'ala saved him from an accident. So we have to look at the bigger picture, divs of Madani channel. Sometimes we may want certain things in life and we'll desire it. We would think that it's good for us, but in reality, it's not good for us. Yet we may not like something, we may not want something, but it is good for us. So, with all of those being said, divs of Madani channel, we learn that from now onwards, I'm sure we have been motivated. I'm sure we have been encouraged that the next time, whatever issues we go through in life, we are going to be content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to show patience upon it and knowing with certainty that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is best for you and I. Until then, keep watching Madani channel and keep sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.